Okay, today we have Warren Tu, the director of 300 Blankets. Thanks for joining us, Warren.
Thanks for the invitation.
So, Warren, can you explain to me briefly the work of 300 Blankets?
Yes, so 300 Blankets, we are a homeless charity and we operate in Victoria. There are three major things that we do. Firstly is to provide blankets for people who are experiencing homelessness and charities and other services that provide support for people who are experiencing homelessness. We do that. We also run a weekly outreach program, so we bring teams of volunteers into the city to engage with people who are sleeping rough, making people feel noticed, feel loved, and then we provide a lot of important information and material aid. And the third thing we do is we operate a soup kitchen in Braybrook, and this tackles food security and also provides a lot of information and builds friendship for people and families who are at risk and experiencing homelessness.
Mm. So actually, as an Australian-born Vietnamese Chinese descent, what triggered you actually to set up this charity?
For me, I think it's just my parents really encouraged us to look after our community and our neighbour. So my two sisters and I, we've always had a very encouraging upbringing to look after people in our community. And so about 8 years ago, I started volunteering with the local soup vans, and it was from there that we got the idea to start 300 Blankets.
Mm. So what do you and your volunteers take while talking with homeless people, sleeping rough, especially the outreach program?
So I think one of the big problems that we have in Australia is a misconception on homelessness. So there's people generally think, oh, you know, if someone's homeless, it's because they're not trying or because they are drug abusers or alcohol abusers. But that's actually not the case. So what a big thing that we do is actually talk to people. And through that, we learn about their unique experience and how they became homeless. And each story is different. No one chooses to become homeless. And when you look at statistics, the biggest causes are due to domestic violence, relationship breakdowns, affordable housing, loss of jobs, medical issues. So, and if you think about it, none of these problems actually are choices. It's a case of misfortune, and when we do see people, you know, they are just like you or me, but at the worst times in their lives.
Mm. So is there any touching moments you cannot forget, or is there any special stories that you experience?
So we're on the street every week, and because of this, we get to know a lot of people, and we get to build really good relationships with people who might have lost all their friends, lost all their family. And so we are their only special person in their lives. And one particular story that I remember is talking to one of my friends on the street, and I didn't see him for about a month. Mm. A month later, when I saw him, I yelled out his name. He looked around, and I was just surprised that I actually remembered him. And then when we were talking, I gave him a hug, and he started crying. And then I started crying, and he told me that this was his first hug or first physical contact he had with anyone for years. And he was really sad because the hug that he got wasn't from his wife or his children, but it was from a complete stranger. Mm. And this is what we do. We bring the human touch back into the street. We make people feel loved, and I think that is so important. Being human, we're all social beings, and we need to feel loved, and so many people out there don't have that. It's not always about the material goods. It's not always about the blankets, not about the food, not about, you know, beanies and hats. It's just the human touch, being able to say, hey, I see you, and I really care.
Mm-hmm.
For this particular person, he came from overseas, and he had a relationship in Adelaide, and he had a child, and then they broke up His partner and the child ended up having the house, and he ended up on the street. And it's as easy as that. So this is a typical example of relationship breakdowns and how that directly creates homelessness.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I noticed that 300 Blankets was established 6 years ago, but you mentioned also you recently extended your care towards the homeless people by offering meals in the soup kitchen, which you called the Soul Kitchen. What was the response so far?
So Soul Kitchen is in partnership with my local church, the Bridge Church, and the reason why we started this is because we were part of a study last year on rough sleeping, and what we found from that was that Melbourne has a lot of really good services, but it's centralised in the city centre. And what happens is people don't become homeless in the city, but people migrate into the city. So people come in from the suburbs, from the country, from interstate, because that's where the services are. And so for us to grow and move into the suburbs, it means that people in that area don't have to travel as far. And in doing so, what we've seen is that we're actually seeing a lot more families come in. So very different to the people you see in the city. We see a lot more families, a lot of children. And what that means is we're providing food security. So a lot of the families that we deal with, and it's something that you've probably heard about, is we have families who have very low income, and they would be paying their bills, paying their rent, paying the school uniform. And then at the very end, it's deciding what to eat or not to eat so that the children can eat, or no one eats breakfast. And so for us to be able to provide one meal every single Sunday night, it gives them that sense of security, reduces anxiety. And for us, we feel encouraged that the children are in a safe place every single Sunday night, and they have very good, hearty meals.
So lastly, what are your plans for the future in regards to the charity?
So for us, we see a lot of value in being able to provide accessible services for people who are families and individuals who are at risk and experiencing homelessness. And based on the learnings from recent research, we need to have a bigger presence in the suburbs of Melbourne so that people don't have to travel in. And if people are able to stay in a suburb where they're familiar, it means that they have a high chance of rebuilding friendships and rebuilding their lives with their families, which will then result in reducing rough sleeping.
Okay. Warren, thanks for your time. Well done to your work.
Thank you so much.